Time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And a beautiful week.
Is it spring?
I hope so.
It's sprung.
I think it has sprung, which reminds us of spring cleaning for computers.
Okay, that's what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, right. In honor of spring.
In honor of spring, yeah. Yes. I like that.
In honor of nice weather.
All the gravel roads out by your farm.
They're starting to firm up a little bit in spots. Other spots, not so much. But, you know, it's all part of the deal. You got to go through a little bit of mud before you get it firm, and then it'll be dusty.
It's weird to have, like, 70-degree weather with piles of snow all around.
Yep.
That's just a weird thing. Mm-hmm.
What is amazing, I think I had the most snow I've ever had in my backyard, and it's amazing how fast it melts.
Yeah, it is going really fast.
Every night I come home, I go, whoa.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can see yard. I can see more yard.
I see lots of things I need to pick up from our yard, too.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning for your computer. Why is it important, John?
Because it's a good time of year to just kind of fix everything up that you didn't do during the winter. And then the computer sits there for a while, probably, as you start doing more and more outside activities. Plus, it's a good time of year just to get things serviced.
Yep. So we recommend servicing your computer every year.
And it's a good reminder to do that when it's spring.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. We always do.
So how do you clean your computer then?
Well, you start with physically cleaning it. So we will clean it. The desktop computers, the towers, we will clean the inside of them, which is important to blow out all that dust. And
why is that?
So it doesn't run warm. Okay. You know, that dust tends to settle on things and keeps the heat in.
And heat kills computers, right?
Yes, and restricts airflow and things like that.
And it's amazing. It's, you know, it's kind of like underneath your dryer at home.
Or refrigerator.
You know, you move it and you're like, oh, I'm a good housekeeper, but there's a lot under there. And it's embarrassing. But that's the way computers are. They're usually tucked back in corners and they suck air in to cool what's in there, and so they're sucking in dust too.
Okay.
So we physically clean them.
So I can just bring my tower into you.
Yep. And I'll open it up and blow out all that bad dust, and let the fans will run better, and everything will just run better. And for laptops, you know, we can do the same because they have vents that we blow out also.
Oh.
But they often just need a good wipe down. It's amazing. Look at your keyboard, Paul. Is your keyboard kind of dusty and grimy?
It's filthy.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see it. I just guessed that because after a while, you just don't see them anymore. You just don't look and notice. And most people's laptops
could use cookie crumbs and cracker crumbs in between.
So I'll clean those too if you bring in your keyboards.
That's gross. Why not just buy a new keyboard?
You could do that too. They're not that expensive. So in addition to physically cleaning it, you know, we'd clean the inside too. We clean the guts of it or the software and stuff. By that we mean, you know, we run all of the
updates, virus updates.
Thank you. I would lost my words. We do virus protection updates and just scanning for malware, scanning for cookies, cleaning up cookies, and doing things that make your computer slow down after a while. Some people get a lot of junk in their computer in a year, and it really slows things down and can cause more pop-ups, which can cause, you know, I had a lady who had a pop-up today, and she clicked on it, and she called these people, and they got on her computer, and, you know, so she got hacked. Her computer got hacked, and now she needs to bring it in so I can get that, you know, protection on there again for her because it's very vulnerable right now.
Wow.
It's also a good time of year to renew if you got some subscriptions, software things, or we've talked about it a few times, a crypto prevent. You know, the crypto viruses that come on computers, we can update that. We've got the latest version of that. And
$25 a year, we can put that on your computer.
Okay. So you're less likely to get that.
We can put our backup on your computer if you want to start backing up your computer. to make sure all your things are up to date and, right. and running good, turning off notifications, turning off startup programs, just all these things that slow your computer down yep. and make it vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions, and we're talking about spring cleaning your computer. Mm-hmm. You can bring it into RSI. I like to call you RSI.
Yep. I kind of do too.
Yeah.
And have them clean your computer out and yep. start new. You said you take stuff off the computer, or stuff that comes on your computer, you can delete it, or
yeah.
that helps?
Yep, yep. What cookies. Cookies.
Takes the most space?
It's not so much about space as it is what's running in the background and taking power from your processor and your RAM.
Like what would be an example of that?
Programs that are running in the background.
I wouldn't know how to check that.
Well, and you can go to programs yeah. and apps and see what's on there. And then you can go to your task manager and see what processes are running. What's taking up space? You can look and see how your hard drive is running, you know, what percentage it's running at. If mm-hmm. it's, you know, a high percentage, that means that something is bogging it down, and you can look and find out what it is. What's bogging down my hard drive? What's using up all my RAM speed? Mm. And then you can, you know, do something about that. Maybe okay. you need more RAM.
That's what I was going to ask. Can I add more RAM?
You can yeah. add more RAM.
We can have it in for spring cleaning?
We can test your hard drive to see if your hard drive is working like it should. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that we can do and that we do with a regular cleanup.
Sometimes we even find that somebody, not even purposely, accidentally installed another antivirus. You know, they got a thing, a pop-up for, and they have a couple, and they don't get along, and so they're fighting each other.
I think that happened to us at the radio station one time.
Yeah, yep. I think so, yep. yeah.
And that actually creates problems. It's not the more the better. It's one. You only want one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it's just a good time of year to get all that stuff, and then you're done
and
for
while
a while.
You're desktop tower is at the shop, you can vacuum the floor.
Oh. Pull the desk out, the office desk
there
out, and
go.
Clean up.
I won't come and do that.
You should see
I
my
guess
office.
I would if you really wanted me to and you wanted to pay me. You know, I guess I would do that. For those that are older, I do home visits, and I will come and pick up your tower and bring it back and make sure it's all hooked up again.
Oh, that's a nice service.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so spring clean your computer.
Yep.
You bet.
Do it in the fall, too, then?
We usually push more in the spring.
Spring, yep.
Yeah. Once a year. I mean, you can bring it in any time of the year to get it cleaned up. And if there's a problem, then, you know, we recommend it. But if you haven't gotten it in for a while, spring is just a good time to remember, oh, I should get my computer cleaned.
You know, sometimes when I start my computer, we've talked about this, you shut your computer down every night or you leave it run?
And I recommend restarting it once a week at least.
Yep. Yep, so when it starts up and it's making louder noises, I go by the noise. Oh, my computer's making a little more noise than you.
Fan, it's either your fan or your hard drive making those noises.
Hopefully it's a fan.
The fan, you know, and that is something that blowing out, cleaning it up can take okay. care of. Sometimes a fan just needs tightening because it's clunking a little bit if it's off kilter. If it's your hard drive, you know, we can get a little more life out of it by remapping the hard drive or recommend, you know, replacing your hard drive.
Have you seen some really dirty computers?
Oh my goodness.
Yes,
sakes.
We have.
Yeah. We have a long hallway that goes out to our emergency back door, and that's where we blow out our computers, and I usually just cough when I'm done. Sometimes it's just bad. Yeah.
Well, sometimes maybe a couple years.
Oh, God. And some of these ones that are in shops or barns
or pets.
They have pets or they smoke. Yep. Smoking can really make your computer sticky too. The insides get sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, there's
issues.
Yep.
There's so clean your computer.
Yep.
Good subject matter today.
And happy spring.
Yeah, happy spring. Enjoy the nice weather.
For sure.
If people want to clean their computer, how can they get a hold of you?
Stop in and see us. We're right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. Or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you next week, John and Teresa.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with a Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.